John F. Kennedy Library, Papers of President Kennedy, Presidential Recordings, Audio Tape 27, Item 1.
Particular feeling that, say, they even became more sometimes. capable legislative judgment, given the fact that there have been a couple of cases where Congress has whistled through?
Start doing it.
funds. This is simply the increased expenditures associated with the procurement plans and the force plans that you've already approved.
$3 billion and the $5 billion is defense and space.
Right.
And a $500 million really amount is HEW. Whatever the math, that would be $1.5 billion left.
But it's full pay then on page 5, that's it. Beyond this, we think there is another $1.7 billion, which represents a sensible carrying forward of your program. Indeed, it includes legislative proposals that are not passed this year, but which you've already recommended to the Congress. And that nature of the amounts of those increases are also indicated in the table on page 5. This is how we get to $1.4 billion. And we should warn you that there are a number of the cabinet officers and agents ahead that think these figures are too tight. That is also indicated in the paper on page 5.
There are always suggestions we've done so far as president or excessive the amounts that we have indicated here on the
floor. Okay, so that's what is the $1.5 billion that we have to defend?
Sharply attacked as pie in the sky. It's just making the situation look good. It would
7 million.
Thank you.
population increases?
No, there's a big increase in education, which is connected with the bill.
The elementary and secondary bills
you've had up there. Yes, he will. One of his speeches. much of this with you about the things you have done.
Yes. There are on the committee two or three quite able people. Frank Pace is a member, Norman Ness is a member, who really know what they're talking about. We've been working with them all along. And one of them showed us a draft of the report in an early stage. And what it is, if they carry through as it's now drafted, it's going to recommend implicitly the abandonment of the administrative budget, but the use of the cash statement, consolidated cash statement, as the main presentation of federal receipts and expenditures. Now, this is not necessarily a bad idea. This would show a total, which next year would be around $116 billion of expenditures, and around
$1 billion has lower deficit.
Since the trust funds are going to be running some small surplus next year, that will help the overall, would help the overall appearance of the budget, of the deficit. You could say this is the overall summary of the federal receipts and expenditures. Within this, there are the following categories.
What would be the advantage of having this? Why do they think it's a good idea?
Well, they have different ideas. Some of them think it's good simply because it's a bigger thing. Furthermore, we think that
disturbs you, or is it just a hundred?
Well, it's everything all added together. I mean, it's the fact that it's a hundred, because that's more than anybody expects. Now, if we've been at 96 and everybody's known that we're coming up to 100, that's one thing, but we're all these other people who come to come on and much too fast, make their own estimates and say, well, next year there'll be another 4 or 5 billion, and we'll be approaching $100 billion. And I'm not dreaming that you're going to go over it. And so it'll be a shock to them. And again, I don't think that we have to recognize it. Therefore, for that reason, the $100 billion figure does mean something to me. I think it'd be better if they'd be 99.3 than 100.4, which would look like at least covered.
Well, the simplest line to take, which is a very difficult line to take budget-wise, but the simplest line to take from the standpoint of advocacy is that in this year, which we're trying to reduce taxes and get the economy moving through this prescription, we're going to live with our built-in increases, the things we have to live with, and we're not going to authorize any new programs. This is a price we're going to have to pay. Now, this is the only kind of simple political logic, I think, that you can make rather than a pick and choose. And I guess...
All right, well, let's do it over there. Get the Treasury with the Bureau of the Budget to tell us what they would take out of that in order to save that.
We could do that, but what's new for us?
Thank you.
thing, Mr. President, that's, I think, important, looking at this, it's one of the big areas, and this is this NASA program, where it says to cut back anything, you have to slow up the date of landing on the moon. And I asked Dave what that meant. He said that meant 67. We've always had this commitment to be there by the end of the...
Yeah, no, we really thought 67, we said the end of the...
End of the decade.
I think we probably should. There may be some things we're doing in space which are superfluous or just supportive but not vital, but I don't think we ought to unbalance my budget and all the rest. And
you want to say that in 67?
That's too important to commit to. Then if we could justify it, if we make a mistake, and we could tell you, I really accept. The only question I really have is whether that agency is doing any more things up in space than. And they depend upon.
Yeah, but this we had
a Titan 3 and so on.
Yeah, but this we had a full scale review, which is now just coming into focus now, and we'll be back to you in about 2 weeks on it. Which takes Titan 3 versus the C-1 and the other elements. There isn't much duplication of direct, as you know.
Treasury.
Well, treasury.
audio tape 27, item 1.